The Yadrang Valley was a remote and inaccessible region in the central highlands of South Vietnam, a place of mostly scrub, bush, nearly no clearings, deep ravines, and sun-baked termite hills, which American soldiers called ant hills, as tall as a man. Hanoi had decided in 1964 that its regular army troops, trained and equipped in the north, would enter the battle against the south. Hanoi's goal was to cut South Vietnam in two by driving across the middle of the country. First, they had to get their troops down the Ho Chi Minh Trail into the south. The Yadrang Valley in the central highlands was one of North Vietnam's destinations. The U.S. Army decided to stop North Vietnam by sending in assault helicopters, quickly, efficiently, and ready for action when they landed. So 430 troops of the 1st Battalion, 7th Air Cavalry, Air Mobile, 1st Cavalry Division, loaded on UH-1 helicopters known as Hueys, and went on a search-and-destroy mission. They dropped into what seemed to be an unoccupied landing zone, designated Landing Zone X-Ray, a clearing as large as a football field. There they met a large force of more than 2,000 North Vietnamese troops already in hiding. The American soldiers suddenly ran into unexpected resistance. Engaged in hand-to-hand fighting, where American and North Vietnamese saw each other's faces for the first time, and though badly battered, the air cavalry acquitted itself with valor despite being badly outnumbered. Helped by heavy artillery and air support, including unusually close strikes by B-52 bombers, the American forces inflicted heavy casualties on its well-trained enemy. Later, the North Vietnamese surrounded and cut off an American platoon that had been walking through the jungle on its way to another landing zone, LZ Albany, where they hoped to then return to their base. Intense, brutal fighting ensued. Days later, when the air cavalry broke through to the battered platoon, they found 21 dead and 29 wounded. Both sides suffered extremely heavy casualties. After 4 days of unrelenting fighting in one of the bloodiest single battles of the war, 240 Americans had died, and nearly 300 were wounded. However, American forces had killed approximately 1,800 North Vietnamese and wounded an untold number of their enemy. The battle was the first major engagement between North Vietnamese regulars and the United States Armed Forces, as both sides quietly escalated the war. It would take years for the United States Command to understand the significance of the bloody fighting over those 4 days in November 1965. North Vietnam's strategy came full circle in 1975, when Hanoi successfully cut the country in two and finally ended the war.